This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of the slew of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar. The Prime Minister undertook a ride in Namo Bharat train. A 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4 was also inaugurated on the occasion. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro rail network. He emphasized that during the current tenure of their government, India will have the second largest metro network in the world. Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed a rally at Swarna Jayanti Park in Rohini. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give the BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for the development of Delhi. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced that Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, the minister said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. Three crew members were killed after a helicopter of the Indian Coast Guard crashed at Porbandar Airport runway in Gujarat today. The helicopter was on a routine training sortie. It had two pilots and one aircrew diver at the time of the incident. The Indian Coast Guard ICG said in a statement that the reasons leading to the incident are being investigated by a board of inquiry. ICG saluted the three brave souls who laid down their lives in the line of service to the nation. Bone-chilling cold wave conditions continued to sweep across North India, with dense fog being witnessed in several parts, bringing life to a near standstill in the region. Movement of several trains and flights were affected in these areas due to low visibility caused by dense fog. In the national capital, around 50 trains were delayed at New Delhi Railway Station, while around 100 flights at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi were impacted. Delhi International Airport Limited requested the passengers to contact the concerned airlines for updated flight information. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during morning and night hours in some parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, intense cold weather conditions are prevailing across the valley. Srinagar and other areas in the plains received moderate to heavy rainfall and snow today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said, "No country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism." The Vice President highlighted that the nation's transformation rests on 5 basic pillars, namely social harmony, imbibing patriotic values at grassroots, environmental awareness, self-reliance and civic duties. Reigning Asian champion Varun Tomar from Indian Army clinched both the senior and junior men's 10-meter air pistol titles at the 67th National Shooting Championship competitions in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.